Hello everyone, this is Daisy. Welcome back to my channel, The Professional High Priestess. Today I am here to drop some information that will help you on your healing journey, okay? So thank you for joining us. Again, if you are looking for a personal session, the information is in my description box below. And I do want to preface for all these sessions where which we are dropping high levels of knowledge, I put a declaration over all information that I share that if it is used in the harm or the production of lower vibrational manifestations, behaviors, activities, etc., you will reap karma for that, okay? So by listening to this information, taking it in, and then using it for foul play, you are getting karma, okay? So just know that. Just by listening. That's the declaration here. Now, so today our topic is going to be melanin, okay? Add melanin in the application of social change. Okay, so this is going to be multifaceted and layered. I'm going to try to put in like maybe 3 to 4 different high-level topics, break those down, and then streamline them to one another, okay, to paint a bigger picture of the topic here, okay? So let's get into it. So first, when we're talking about melanin, there are different types of melanin. There's eumelanin, there's plant melanin, there's, you know, pigmentation, and then there's the melanin that is in the skin, okay? That's the melanin that I'm going to be talking about today. There are different shades of melanin. Of course, we know that there's black, there's brown, there's red, etc., right? Now, when we're talking on this topic is what I want to also add. I forgot to add this to my preface. If you are a non-melanated individual and you feel like this is creating some prejudice, etc., that is for you to figure out, okay? Because it should not bother you for another individual to learn something about themselves that's just different from you, that may not apply to you. There's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, it is a form of narcissism to deem it as some type of form of separation or an ill will, etc., for us to facilitate conversations, knowledge sharing, skill building, community building around, you know, shared differences, between shared contributes of groups that are different from one another, okay? Especially groups that have been historically oppressed and impacted by withholding of knowledge, appropriating of knowledge, okay? And the exploitation of their being because of these systems of knowledge, all right? So I wanted to add that too. Now, we're talking about melanin. Like I said, there's different types of melanin. We're talking about the one in the skin. Now, when you look at the chemical breakdown of melanin, I'm talking about inorganic chemistry, every single material, paper, crystals, my nails, my hair, everything has an organic structure. And it's usually, it looks like different rings, okay? And there are different sizes and whatnot, all right? So that's what I'm talking about. When you look at the breakdown of melanin, it is actually made out of pure carbon, okay? Its valence number is for carbon, it's 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, okay? So when they're talking about 666, they're talking about the supreme balance. I don't know where they got this other stuff from, okay? They're talking about carbon. Carbon is the key to life. Carbon is in everything. Carbon creates everything. It's the baseline for everything. So that's what I was saying with that organic chemistry reference. When you look at any single molecule and its organic chemical structure, it has the basic structure of carbon, okay? You can have 6 carbon rings, 8 carbon rings. That's where you get into the octos and hexas, etc. All right. I'm not going that far. And like I said, on this channel, Professional High Priestess, I told y'all I have a degree in biology, so I've studied these factors. So anyways, when we're talking about melanin, we're talking about melanin being pure carbon. Okay. Now we're also talking about, it being pure carbon in the sense that, carbon is the root foundation for all, matter that's in this material world. When you break it all the way down, you get to carbon. Okay. So, when we're talking about carbon, I said carbon's a key to nature, okay? Now, when we're talking about melanin, right, and it being carbon, it gives melanin-dominant beings the ability to engage with matter in a way that is very superfluous, meaning there's this, remember that movie Osmosis Jones? Osmosis basically is the process of molecules passing between thin barriers, right? How quick can they do it? How much can they do it? And how far can they get before it dilutes itself between a barrier? All right. Now, when it comes to melanin dominant people, when you are engaging with matter in the material world, understand that you have a heightened vibration to engage in something that we call psychomancy, which is basically the act of engaging with a material object and being able to pull information from and into that object. Okay. That's why they also say, you know, like we have relics and things like that, that we keep around in our house and they hold so much meaning and things first because it has energy in it. Okay. The same way that something can also be cursed and someone can give it to you, it's energy in it. All right. Psychomancy. Now, because melanin dominant people have the ability to do that in ancient cultures, we utilize that ability in the form of alchemy, meaning how can we change material objects, right? Using psychomancy, which is basically a form of mental power to change objects from one chemical or organic chemical structure, aka the carbon rings that I was talking about, to a different chemical structure, which is a different type of carbon ring structure. It's like basically silver, which may be 3 or 4 carbon ring structure, to gold, which may be an 8, 9, 10 carbon ring structure, right? More complex structures. That's literally what our ancestors were doing, all right? So melanin dominant people, that basically that science that I'm talking about with alchemy, which is what this is, because first alchemy was a mental practice, then it became a physical practice. Now we call alchemy chemistry, right? But remember, chemistry came from Kemet, Kemet being ancient Egypt, Kem meaning black, the land of the black peoples. All right, so now we know that. So now we are in a time period, okay, where our ancestors are able to manipulate the elements, to work with the elements in a way that, you know, is beyond our wildest dreams today, right? Because the vibration of the planet Earth has been lowered. It's on a very, very low frequency. So these type of high vibrational activities, they only happen in certain places. And now we have to use machines, simulations, etc. to do so. This is what science and technology is trying to mimic. Pay attention. So we were facilitating this activities first. It went from the mental alchemy, boom, then it dropped down to alchemy, turning base metals into gold, that type of thing. Then it moved to chemistry, real mixing chemicals, concoctions to manipulate the elements in the material world and create certain chemical structures, okay? Now, the thing here with melanin-dominant people in our ancient cultures, our ancestors were using this type of practice to heal people, raise the vibration, etc. Because remember, psychomancy, I'm talking about the manipulation of the physical world elements. That's also the human body too. So in ancient Egypt, the priest can step into your energy field, see and scan your body, see where you were sick, and mentally, or using vibration and tones, things like that, right? Frequencies can change and alter the frequency of the carbon, which then alters the frequency of the cell, which then alters the frequency of the organ, which then alters the frequency of the human being and therefore their health. You see how this works? Now, we were working with high science, we were building cultures, et cetera, et cetera. We began to fall down into a low vibrational here and there because this information and these practices were started to be used for low vibrational activities, right? So then now we're here in a time and a place where melanin dominant people are now under the collective spell of colonialism, slavery, disenfranchisement, okay, religious brainwashing, right, colorism, etc. And now this melanin ability to engage in that psychomancy has been compromised, okay, and it also has been diminished because of these acts of trauma that I just mentioned earlier, right, those spells, aka those spells of colonialism, slavery, etc. Now, when we are talking about, you know, these melanin dominant people that have been there's a reason why it's melanin dominant people, all right? Because we hold the knowledge of how to raise vibrations, how to create worlds, how to heal worlds, how to destroy worlds in our melanin, in our DNA, right? So in order to stop that information from being put out into the way that will actually uplift humanity, the forces that be have enacted these different spells that I talked about, colonialism, slavery, et cetera, to keep melanin-dominant people in a frequency and a vibration where they are not activating that power, right? And they are not utilizing it for the good and the betterment of humanity. And then on top of that, the different ancient scriptures and practices and frameworks for which this work can be facilitated have been hijacked, okay? Tampered with, manipulated, bastardized, commodified, capitalized, and fed to the masses, right? in a way that is harming them. And then also to now melanin dominant people also are, have been, I would say, turned off from this level of information and actually even demonized for engaging in it, and also even demonized those who engage in it, because it has, it, they've been brainwashed into believing that their mother is the devil. If that can make sense, that their ancient practices that, and whatnot that can preserve them, that can uplift their health, etc., is their problem and it should be feared, etc., etc. Okay, that's why colonialism. What I'm telling people when they came into these places where these ancient cultures were, you know, minding their own business, and they were coming and studying and taking things out and taking them to Europe and all these different things, which is the Theosophical Society, the British Secret Service Society, etc. These individuals that have been playing major roles in society were being commissioned, right, by these individuals with money, and so happens to be these royal families, Rothschild, whatever. They were commissioning these people to go out into these ancient cultures, take the information, bastardize it, play with it, turn it more into the patriarchal element, more into the material. How do you control in the material world, right? And then it lost its power, and the power that it has is being used for destruction, right? So now these people, these melanated people who have this power in their DNA that is latent and is being lost every day, right? And being hijacked and manipulated, etc., from lifetimes and lifetimes to lifetimes, right? Because remember, this is a spell, generational spell. We are in a position now where the earth is in critical need, humanity is in critical need, and the forces are still out putting different booby traps in place to continue to keep this vibration low and to continue to harness this energy for destructive measures. Because in all essence, that because it is not being used, it is being harnessed. Know that. A valuable energy source, trust. Someone is always going to be using it. Come on now. It's like leaving out like a whole bags and bags of like grains and rice that people can use. No one's using it. Them rats going to go eat it. Duh. So now when we're talking about this, what are these acts that are keeping the melanin not being able to be activated and us being able to get together and use it for what it's meant to do? Because remember, us as these melanated people, remember, we were colonized, and I had to break that whole thing down, that this has all been an act and a play, right? To actually, it's about the knowledge and the wisdom and the culture, not really about enslaving the people to do the work and make money and grow sugar and all that other stuff. It really is about destroying the culture first. That's why the first thing they come with is the religion, right? Which is the language of the cube, religion, to rejoin forces, right? To rejoin forces to dominate and control and to brainwash and manipulate. So these melanin-dominant people, they were the original custodians of the spiritual world and the material world, because there is a bridge between the physical world that we are living in and then the spiritual world, right? Where a lot of this, that world, those two worlds used to be very much closer to each other. But because of certain acts and events that happen on the planet, they get farther and farther and farther, because the vibration of Earth gets lower and lower, and thus it cannot carry the frequency of that spiritual world. That's why wars, environmental catastrophes, those type of things are deliberate acts to lower the vibration of planet Earth to keep on killing and deadening the spiritual vibration. Just know that. I'm going to make another video about that too. I already did with the Amazon video, so you watch that. So now, because we were the original custodians of the Earth and we had the knowledge and the information and the wisdom of how to preserve Earth and help and lift and appeal, they're like, no, you can't wake up and we can't have you doing that because you're the original custodians. Because if you do the work because of that melanin and you're more supercharged, it's going to cause a problem, because instead of it being done in the way that it's being done now, which is in a very muddled and befuddled fashion that's lacking any type of resonance with the spiritual world and, you know, the vibration of anything that's going to take to a higher dimension, we're kind of running in circles and energy is being lost and put into the wrong thing, aka elections. Thinking that that's going to stop what's about to happen next when Mother Earth even just flips her hair or she decides to sneeze, and that there goes San Francisco. So again, because these melanin dominant people are here to help uplift and serve, and they've deliberately been stopped and had monkey wrenches placed and et cetera, et cetera, to stop them and keep them low and down. Then their energy is being harvested by music industry, by entertainment industry, by the labor industry, right? By all these different industries that suck energy, right? And claim that they're giving energy back, but it really is finite, right? How do they take your pure energy, which is your time, your talent, energy, attention, and then give you something manufactured like, you know, a cracker or something like that? It's like, okay, I put on all this pure essence, so why am I getting this back? Now, melanin dominant people are being impacted in many ways. One, the music lowers their vibration, okay? That's why the music went from Earth, Wind & Fire, Isley Brothers, all of that to, I call them KKK because my chopper hate niggas. That's 21 Savage. Think about that. It's deliberate. And think about these individuals. And we know that there are different factions that run different sections. Like the entertainment industry is one faction, right? Of hyperdimensional beings that want to take control of this earth. The government is another faction. Religion is another faction. Technology is another faction. Science is another faction. And they even be fighting with one another. You see, they're at war now with each other. So because melanin-dominant people are under the faction, these different factions are being impacted and having our energy stolen, right, from us, and then repackaged and then given back to us to keep stealing more of our energy, right, the original source, the vibration of the earth is continuing to lower, okay? This is why it is so important that melanin-dominant people do the trauma healing work and the DNA activation work immediately. Because as we continue to raise our vibration, we then raise our vibration of everything that we come into contact with. And then, you see, it's a synchronicity. Okay? AKA the electric slide. If you want to have an analogy for how that works. Right? Those of you who know, you know. So, when it comes to those who are non-melanin dominant, and this is another thing with individuals taking up certain positions and ranks and titles, when it comes to dealing with indigenous practices or things like that belong to melanin dominant cultures, yes, have reverence. You go there, you want to learn, et cetera, et cetera. But just also know too that there's a certain level, you know, of engagement that can be had. You know, all of you two taking different, I'm going to make a video about this. Those of you getting initiated in different systems and things like that, just be careful with that too, because you don't know what's in your bloodline and what's in that lineage that you're trying to attach yourself to with these rituals and these priestesses and these different like legacies and whatnot. Okay. I would say the best thing is to just keep it super simple. All right. Now, melanin dominant people. So it is important for us to heal and get back to our original state and back to our original form of engaging with the planet. All right. Knowing that we have the master key just in the vibration, just in our skin and in the way that we, the energy that we exude to change the physical reality around us without even having to see it. Just because this is not vibrating in my hand like some, you know, wow, oh my God, like some X-Men thing, doesn't mean it's not moving. I just can't see it because it's a solid, right? Because it's vibrating at a different density, right? So just know this. This is why the different factions are working hard to keep us asleep. So on another note, this is why the trauma that we've experienced is, that's why it's been so deliberate and persistent and, you know, ever changing shapes now because it takes different forms. But honestly, having to really realizing that the way in which our vibration has continued to be lowered now in these days, before it was whips and chains, now it's through chaining the mind, right? And also in putting implants in the mind. And these implants are ill mental programs that are created by these philosophers and these influencers and these trendsetters, etc. And these writers, etc., that are writing these false theories and putting these false philosophies and behaviors out from everything of, you know, to these music that they're putting with these kids of go pop pills, go drink, go smoke, which is, that's an example, to some of these different ideologies that they teach at these universities or whatnot that get you guys in crown chakra imbalances and get you believing in some of this new age theory that do anything, sleep with anybody, do whatever you want, while that's lowering your vibration at the same time, lowering your bloodline, and continue to lower that vibration of the earth, okay? And stop the ascension process from happening collectively. So this spiritual disenfranchisement that I was talking about earlier, which is, you know, going into these different places in the world, disenfranchising, enslaving these people, stealing their cultures, giving them religion, whatever, which is basically, I'm going to get into that later. Then continuing into today, tampering, chemical warfare, putting it in the music, labor industry, making people work, doing things to lower their vibration and keep them trapped and stuck and not being able to activate their DNA codons because we only have 24 activated. There's 64 overall. You can activate them, right? It's kind of like, you know, we're Pokemon and, you know, you get certain crystals and the Pokemon activates. Oh, wow. Or, you know, you walk around for a certain amount of time. Wow, my Pokemon is activating after a certain amount of fights. That's like how our DNA is. Like, it really is. It's so dope. You can even eat certain foods. certain plant medicines you can take, all those different things to activate your DNA, okay? Meditation can do that too. This is why it's really important for folks of color to get back to our original culture. Stop, honestly, religion is the biggest barrier to that. Because remember I said that these programs that, now the new thing is programs, mental programs. And the way that they get us to engage in those mental programs, the mental programs are embedded, remember I said, with the five factions in the entertainment industry, okay? In the religion industry, in the government industry, tech industry, science industry, and then underlying all of that is us as human beings producing labor to keep these five factions going. And then those factions creating mental programs, embedding them in us. So it will be really wise for you to really lay out what are some of the, you know, programs that you have taken on from this sick society. A lot of it can be characterized into different forms like classism, colorism, white supremacy culture, okay? Masculinity, femininity, toxic on either end, right? Start to break it down like that, and then how have those, what programs am I still carrying from each of these different buckets, and how are they blocking me from getting to a place where I'm able to understand who I am on a deeper level, this psychomancy that I'm always engaging in, that barrier being very fluid, that I can come in and out of worlds and have worlds go in and out of me and influence the reality around me. Okay. So, that was a good download. So that in essence is what I wanted to talk about. Okay. So just know yourself, know who you are, do your research. Okay. And just know that there is the plot to keep this energy disactivated and keep it channeled into aggression and the school to prison pipeline and reaping profits for, you know, these crazy corporations, institutions, which are really hyper-dimensional entities running the individuals, running these companies that are creating havoc and chaos on planet Earth and sucking up and siphoning energy. It's really crazy when you think about it, you visualize it, it's like some sci-fi movie, but really, like, if you think about it on every single day level, the shit makes hella sense. So anyways, that's our channeling for today. My name is Daisy, aka the Professional High Priestess. Thank you so much for joining me, okay? And again, information is in the description box below. And you go ahead and you have a great time. Yes.